Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. That is the star beings calling to each other, calling to all those human beings with whom they're connected, and saying, here we are, we're ready to go. We're ready to speak. Thank you everyone for joining us today. This is a special day for me because it's the first time I've been able to record in many weeks. I've been going through an enormous transition and I'm not finished yet, but I am better. I moved to a new province in Argentina. Today it's overcast and cold because we're in the southern hemisphere and winter is beginning. And this is what the star beings want to talk about today is transition. The transitions in life that make the greatest impact and are the most important are the most difficult to adjust to. They require new frequencies. You're moving from one level of frequency to another, one plane of existence to another. As you step up in frequency, as you make the choice to spend more time with yourself, your inner, true, eternal self, your cosmic self. And as that self nudges you into new positions on the earth, new roles in life, these can challenge you. They challenge your physical form and your energy field. Just imagine two planes of light, pure white light, but one higher than the other, like a big field of golden white light. There's one at one level and then above it, higher up, like a layer, thin layer of cloud, except it's all light. It's another level, that's what they're showing me. You just made a leap, they're saying to me. A leap from one plane of existence to another. So the outer change requires much greater inner change. The outer change is the minimal part, and it is difficult sometimes. The inner change is where the real important change is happening, because those are your new frequencies and your physical form has to adjust to them. Your energy field has to adjust to vibrate at these higher rates, higher frequencies. This is a process that takes time in your experience. It is the blink of an eye for us, but you are in the experience of elongated time. That means that while everything happens at a cosmic level and beyond in an instant, all at once, your mental mind, your mental construct created by your higher self, elongates that time in little sections of it, and creates the form, the physical form of your human being and the mental form of your mind, creates and contains your personality. And together, these create a character who is you, who is mentally elongating time. Does that mean that our human mind can stretch out time? Your human mind can engage the higher mind to stretch out time when you choose. We know that you have played with this, that many people, perhaps who are listening, have noticed that sometimes time can seem very short and other times it is elongated. Sometimes you can stretch time to contain all the activities that you need to take place within that time period. Okay. So in my life, this transition has meant that I've been very sick with something resembling COVID, but not necessarily COVID. And it's made me very tired. All kinds of infections and so on are the physical mechanisms, but the star beings continue to tell me that this is not the physical disease of COVID. It is a purification and cleansing process because I'm now creating at a higher level, or I'm capable of creating at a higher level of frequency, higher level of energy, a more pure level, which can create rapidly, can create the new life I want, can create anything. But if I carry those old frequencies from the lower levels in which I've been living and in which all of my life has been lived, then I would replicate those experiences, and that I don't want to do. And in fact, I don't want to carry on suffering or old wounds. It's all about old wounds. Even when we think we've healed them, and we have, at some deeper level, often there are still frequencies of energy left over from those experiences that were hurtful. And that's what I've been clearing and clearing and clearing and clearing. Star beings, what do you want to say about transition? That you must be patient with yourself and others as you go through these transitions. If you multiply the experience that Susan has been having by millions of people on the earth, look at how many have been transitioning. Some have transitioned off of the earth. Others have simply had to take a time out, had to take a time for rest, complete rest. And there's been the isolation factor. Imagine humanity as a whole, as one giant human being going through a transition, leaping from one plane of existence to another. This is the experience you've been going through, and it is tiring and tiresome. We know that. But you will soon be through it, we promise you. You will, in a short period of time, even human time, even the human experience of time, the world will revolve again and things will change again. And you will be prepared this time to create something new that you truly want to experience in the world. Each and every one of you is a powerful creator. And this transition has been to help you reach your creative potential. Thank you. We've talked a lot in season one of Voices from the Stars about creation and how it works, how we create, and also some about transitions. This is the first episode of season two, and I wanted to introduce season two a little bit and tell you why it's a different season, what's different. Season two is about encouraging you, each of you, individually, and helping you to open your own direct channel of communication to your higher self and to other beings of love and light from the higher realms, if you choose. At the very minimum, opening your own inner channel of communication means that you have better access to the guidance, to your plan for life, to what to do in every situation. They're showing me a figure of a human at a crossroads, but every time you come to a crossroads or a fork in the road is what it really is, you can stop and ask. And we come to forks in the road every day. Little decision points, big decision points. You can live a clearer, brighter, happier, more joyful, and prosperous life as the true expression of your higher self that the source intended in creating you. When that beam of light that is you is accessible to your mind, your human mind. And your human mind accesses it through its higher mind. And it requires the quiet, requires quieting the human thought and listening to the receptor that is your right brain. It's like a radio receptor. It receives the impulses of light from the source and your own higher self and other beings of light. And those impulses of light are electromagnetic energy, and your left brain can then interpret them into words and communicate. But very few of us have been taught how to quiet the left brain. Or those of us who have learned and practiced meditation often don't know that the purpose is to actually hear something, not just to be quiet, but not to create those thoughts, but receive. You're just changing the channel from broadcasting to receiving in your brain when you're meditating. And that is the key to opening the channel. That is the beginning. We want to communicate directly with many, many, many more individual human beings upon the planet who are open and ready, and they just need to take the next step up. And we can help with this. We can help energetically with the frequencies of light that we send. And Susan can show you the way. And that is the purpose of season two, to start talking about what is the process, what is the journey, because it is a journey. You don't learn that overnight. You don't practice. You practice it, and you gradually grow, and you get better and better, and the channel becomes more open. But it is a process. It might be a faster process now, hopefully, with all the high-frequency energies coming from the center of the cosmos, but it's a process. Gabriel talked about his process last week on the podcast. I was very happy to hear him talk about his story, his journey, and it's been very encouraging to see him begin to receive and pass on messages to me, because it isn't just a few people on this planet who are professionals who make a living channeling or doing interdimensional communication, which is my favorite term, because channeling sometimes has negative baggage from the past beliefs about it. There have been in the past, there were people who believed that if you were connected into that inner channel, some other outside entity was controlling you, and that's not the truth. You're just receiving thoughts and information and feeling. Just like when you're having a conversation with another human being. It's the same thing. And we hope for it to become that easy for all human beings upon the planet. One day it shall. One day it shall. Okay. What else would we like to say today? That season two of Voices from the Stars is going to include some interviews with other people as soon as my energy level is high enough to arrange interview appointments. Other people who do various forms of interdimensional, non-physical communication, whether it's with the consciousness of animals or of star beings or of people who have learned to open their own channel and communicate. I wanted to invite them to tell you about their experience, because it's different for everyone. And I think that hearing from others will help you know that you too can do this. And then we'll be offering classes and groups and various ways of helping you. Okay, I am losing my voice. Obviously, this is as much as I can record today. So thank you so much for joining us. Please continue to tune in. And if I can get out one more message, I wanted to thank the listener, whoever they are, who left a beautiful message for us last week on Instagram, saying that Voices from the Stars is like a warm embrace. That meant so much to me and to Gabriel, who did last week's episode. And I just want you to know that, and I want all of you to know how important you are, that you are the reason that we're doing this. And so I want to send that warm embrace to each and every one of the people listening today. Much love and light and joy and peace. Until next time, from Susan Rensberger and the Star Beings here in La Cumbre, Argentina, we're sending you love and light.
Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.